From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's ceasefire generally holding for a third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria remains intact. Mr. Ban said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in fighting continues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it's likely both sides have violated the truce.
There have been some number of violations reported on both sides. We do not want to litigate these in a public fashion in the press. We want to work to eliminate them. And we have agreed on a process by which we will do that.
He says monitors are investigating violations at sites in Geneva and Amman and working with those on the ground in Syria to ensure such attacks are confined to radical groups like Islamic State and al-Nusra. But opposition spokesman Salem Meslat says the truce is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began deliveries Monday in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians in besieged areas with humanitarian aid. Somali authorities have arrested six in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in Baidoa that killed more than 30 and wounded dozens. Police and local government said the center of the town was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. A second blast, believed to be from a suicide bomber, went off moments later at a restaurant. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a suicide bomber struck a funeral procession in Muqtadiya, north of Baghdad, killing at least 25 Monday, wounding dozens. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Separate attacks Sunday killed 24 security force personnel near Abu Ghraib and nearly 80 others in Sadr City near the Iraqi capital. With results in, Iranian voters dealt hardliners in both Parliament and the Assembly of Experts an electoral setback Friday. But analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council says whether it signals a change in direction of the Islamic Republic is not yet clear.
Clearly, reformists have made gains in this election, but whether or not this is a historic turning for the whole republic remains to be seen.
No single faction holds a majority, but state television reports Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the assembly. Reformers who favor social freedom and engagement with the West won at least 85 seats in parliament, while moderate conservatives who also favor the nuclear agreement with six world powers won 73, giving the two groups a majority in the 290-seat parliament. Hardliners saw their dominant position weaken from more than 100 seats to 68. An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital Pyongyang, accompanied by guards. U.S. spokesman John Kirby discussed the matter at a Monday news briefing.
In cases where U.S. citizens are reported detained in North Korea, we work closely with the Swedish embassy, which serves as the United States protecting power in North Korea. As a general practice, North Korea arrests and imprisons people for actions that would not give rise to arrest, let alone imprisonment, in the United States. And there's little doubt that North Korea uses detention as a tool for propaganda purposes.
The 21-year-old University of Virginia student visiting North Korea with a tour group was arrested last month. A research group says China's arms exports have nearly doubled in the past 5 years as the country has moved to become a major player in the global industry. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Chinese exports of major arms grew nearly 90% between 2011 and 2015. Suspected Ugandan rebels killed at least a dozen people, decapitating some, in attacks on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Rebels believed linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist group with origins in Uganda, attacked at least two villages in North Kivu province early Monday. Britain announced Monday it's sending a training team of some 20 soldiers to Tunisia to help stop illegal entries from neighboring Libya, London among Western countries concerned about the growing presence of the Islamic State in Libya, can easily move across the Tunisian-Libyan border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.